The Phoenix Suns officially introduced their new head coach at a news conference this morning. In taking the reins of the team with the worst record in the NBA this season, Igor Kokoskov became the organization's sixth head coach since 2013. Kokoskov says he's ready for the challenges of turning the Suns back into a winner.
We can't talk basketball. We have to play basketball. So I know it's going to be a huge a challenge and a lot of things got to be done. But like I said, I hope in perspective from 5 years from now that the Phoenix Suns organization can say the same thing, that it was a special day for them too.
That's new Suns head coach Igor Kokoskov. And with us for a couple of minutes to talk about him and what's next for the Suns is Scott Bourdeaux, who covers the team for the Arizona Republic and AZ Central. Scott, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. So does Igor Kokoskov know what he's gotten himself into? He was with the Suns at a much brighter time for the organization.
Yes, he was here from 2008 to 2013. He knows what he's getting into. He knows the Suns have a very young basketball team, and they're probably a couple years away from going to the playoffs, but that's why he's probably the right fit for this team. His strengths are really developing young players. He did that in Utah and in other places throughout the NBA. He's been an assistant for almost 20 years. And then he also was a head coach with the Slovenia national team that last year that won EuroBasket 2017. And he won with the team that had, as one of the star players, an 18-year-old kid named Luka Doncic, who will be one of the top two picks in the draft this year. So he's really an ideal fit for what the Suns are looking for, and he's excited to be here. So we'll see how it goes from here.
Well, Scott, one of the things that some critics might say, though, is that here's a team that's been struggling, and okay, you're taking a chance on someone who has proven some things, but Jeff Hornacek, Earl Watson, in their cases, people who hadn't been head coaches before, and then Jay Triano, who was the interim, who'd been a head coach for a brief time with Toronto. Are you surprised the Suns didn't make a bigger splash, or is this about winning on the court as opposed to winning the press conference?
Well, they knew that with Igor, they were never going to win the press conference because he's, number one, not a big name, and two, he's not the kind of guy that's going to dazzle you at the press conference with his personality or his quotes. Everything was fairly bland today. He didn't have a lot to say. He's not that kind of guy. I mean, if you want to win the press conference, you hire Dan Majerle. But I do think it's not that surprising that they went this route. I mean, that's what they've done is hire assistants. They don't have to pay former assistants the highest, $7-8 million a year. I'm sure Igor's making somewhere around four, which would put him in the lower third of head coaching salaries. That doesn't mean he's a bad hire. That just means that's the way the Suns have gone with the recent head coaching hires. Going back, as you said, Jeff Hornacek, Earl Watson. They just don't go after the big name necessarily. They go after guys they think are ready that have been assistants. And the one thing Igor has going for him, as I mentioned, he has been a head coach. I know people here will dismiss his international coaching experience, but winning EuroBasket 2017 with a team that was ranked ninth going in is a big deal. That's the second best league in the world, and he proved his coaching chops over there. So, well, again, Suns fans might be a little blah on the hiring. I think given his track record, he's probably a pretty good hire.
Scott, final question for you. Tomorrow's the NBA draft lottery to determine who gets the number one pick. The Suns have the best odds, but considering they're not going to sign LeBron James in the offseason, and like the last time the Suns struggled, they signed Steve Nash. There's no one out there, it seems like that. How important is winning the number one pick this year?
I think it's important to get one of the top two picks. I think every scout I've talked to, everybody who does draft analysis for a living, believes that there's two potentially star players in this draft, Arizona center DeAndre Ayton and the guy I just mentioned, Luka Doncic, who's the 19-year-old, now 19-year-old point guard in Europe. I think there's a bit of a drop-off after those two guys, so I think it's imperative the Suns get one of those two players because both those guys could be franchise-type players. I don't know if you say that about guys you take at three or four, so it's not a disaster if the Suns don't get the number one pick. It's a disaster if they fall to four, which has been their luck in recent lotteries.
Scott Bourdeaux covers the Phoenix Suns for the Arizona Republic and AZ Central. Scott, thanks for the time today.
Anytime, Steve.